to these things. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Lord, I just thank you this morning that in Christ you have given us all things in heaven and earth. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places has been bestowed to us in Christ. And I thank you this morning that your love for us is so great that you sought us and you bought us with your blood, Lord Jesus. And that blood paid the price for our sin. It paid the price for everything, every offense, and purchased for us this great salvation. And everything in that salvation that we enjoy, every blessing in the heavenly places. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, Lord, we want to lay hold of some of that. We want to lay hold of the treasures. We want to lay hold of the promises. Lord, thank you. Thank you for provisions. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. Thank you, Lord, for saving our friends and neighbors and relatives. Lord, thank you for being the great God on the throne. You are not ignoring us. You have not forgotten our requests, Lord. You are attending to everything. And all things are working out for good to us who are called according to your purpose and who love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Quickly, when we were singing, I just fell more deeply in love with Jesus. I'm just telling you, it was, when we sung that beautiful song, it was like I really saw the beauty of the Lord. And I absolutely appreciate it. And a word that jumped into my spirit while we were singing that is that you have marital rights with Jesus. I want to encourage you guys to call upon your marital rights with him. You are able to see his beauty. You are able to touch his heart. I am my beloved's and he is mine. And his banner over me is love. This world does not. And it's just a quick thing that he said. The Lord is removing the hireling spirit over the church. I don't know if you guys can understand what I'm saying. I hope you do. But the hireling spirit actually raises up hirelings. We are not those that we've lost this ability to deeply care for one another. And I'm telling you, if you can find a place of caring in the heart and mind of Jesus. I just was so taken up this morning with the love of Christ, which surpasses my understanding. We need to go beyond the borders. Spirit, lead me. We don't understand how entrapped we are with the borders of our own reasoning. And God has to, by faith, and invites us out beyond this place where we presently find ourselves. Guys, I am telling you that we need to lay hold of the love of Christ. It's been so cheapened because of whatever. But there is a true essence of the love of Christ that is building, that is establishing, that is protecting, that is caring, that looks to the heart to heal, that brings a good word in due season. I tell you, we are really on the brink of some really special things. Yeah, bad things seem to be coming on the earth, but I tell you what, great things are happening in the church of the living God. And we need to start to gather together and break off of us spirits of criticism, spirits of this and spirits of that, and just lay hold of the beauty of the Lord. He is quite capable of changing, quite capable of keeping His house. He is a good keeper. And I just had one last little thought that it almost blew me away that He could do such a thing. When we come before Him in heaven, do you know that He is the God who deserves all the glory and all the worship is going to come and wipe your tears away? He's going to come and minister kindness. He's going to take you and care for you into His kingdom. What a God is this? It's the moment where He deserves all the glory. And it's the moment where He ushers us in with humility. Because that's who He always is.
I just remember being in the Passion Play when they used to do that on an annual basis here in Bemidji, and I had the privilege of playing Jesus for 4 years. And there's a scene, the Last Supper scene, where Jesus, according to Scripture, lays aside His garments and takes up the cloth that a servant would normally use in the wash basin, and He goes and washes the feet of the disciples. And then He says, "Do you know what I've done to you? Do you have even a clue what's going on here? If you call me Lord and Master, and you're right, I am your Lord and Master. And if I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, that's what you should do to one another. Wash one another's feet. A greater commandment I give you than all the other commandments that you're familiar with. Love one another, even as I have loved you." And the disciples still didn't have any clue that He was going to demonstrate His love in the ultimate sacrifice, giving Himself to die on the cross. And the Scriptures affirm again and again, love one another, even as Christ has loved us. So, who wouldn't want a Savior like that? So, it's entirely consistent with who He is that He would wipe away our tears when we enter into glory to be with Him forever, that He would meet us that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's no other God out there that can be offered up for our consideration who is going to do that for us. So glory be to you, Jesus.